kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Abala ang mga tauhan sa Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency sa Solomon Islands. Sa paligid ng isang mahabang mesa, nagtipon ang mga opisyal mula sa fisheries, maritime at law enforcement ng 10 bansa sa Pasipiko. May suporta rin mula sa Australia, New Zealand, France at United States na nagkakaisa upang protektahan ang isa sa pinakamahalagang yaman ng rehiyon. Ito si Alan Rahari, Interim Deputy Director General ng Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency at Director ng Fisheries Operations.
The biggest risk for our regions are mainly what we call unreported fishing, so meaning fishing vessels are not providing their catch reports accurately.
Upang mapigil ang labis na pangingisda, nagsasagawa ang Forum Fisheries Agency ng ilang malalaking surveillance at enforcement operation taon-taon. Ang operasyong ito ay tinawag na Tui Moana. Si Commander Kan Beaumont ay isang opisyal ng Royal Australian Navy na nagsisilbi bilang Surveillance Operations Officer sa Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency sa Solomon Islands.
What we're trying to look for is vessels that are operating outside the normal fishing patterns, who are trying to disguise who they are. There's also activities where it happens with the registered fleet, whereby they misreport their catch. And we also pay very particular attention to transshipments on the high seas.
Malawak ang saklaw ng operasyon. Nagbibigay ito ng impormasyon sa mga island nation tungkol sa mga aktibidad sa loob ng kanilang exclusive economic zones. Mga bahagi ng Pasipiko kung saan sila ang may karapatang pamahalaan at pangalagaan ang mga yamang dagat.
Some countries have catch limits. Other countries, it's just per license. One member state, you pay a set license fee and you can catch as much fish as you want. The tuna fishery alone is worth $1.5 billion to our membership. And of course, a fishery of that value obviously attracts nefarious actors. Approximately $300 million disappears in illegal activity each year.
May mga operator din na nagpapalit ng bandilang nakarehistro sa kanilang barko upang makaiwas sa mga regulasyon o itago ang tunay na pagmamay-ari nito.
Quite often you'll see vessels will jump flags to flags that have weak enforcement of national law, because it's only the flag state of the vessel that can ultimately hold that vessel to account.
Isa sa mga pangunahing kasangkapan sa pagtukoy sa mga illegal na operator ang satellite monitoring. Si Squadron Leader Ashley Wilson ay ang Planning and Liaison Officer ng Royal New Zealand Air Force sa Forum Fisheries Agency.
The Pacific Ocean is massive, you know, 13.5 million square kilometers. So without space-based technology, it would be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. So we're seeing the big picture, where the concentration of fishing effort is going. To be licensed to fish, they are using vessel monitoring systems to transmit. The satellite surveillance then allows us to see who's not transmitting. What vessels can we see out on the water that are dark, effectively? Those are the ones that we really focus on.
Are you seeing any patterns in illegal fishing?
Fishers may fish within an economic exclusion zone, within a country's boundaries, and then we see them migrate out to these high seas pocket areas to transship their catch. And that becomes an indicator to us of uneconomic behaviour. They don't sit within an exclusion zone of any particular country. Governance in those areas is weaker, and that's where the unauthorized, unregulated catch is lost.
Ipinadadala naman ang impormasyong ito sa mga tauhan sa paliparan kung saan nakahanda ang dalawang eroplano ng Forum Fisheries Agency para sa deployment. Si Steve Masika ang Aerial Surveillance Planning Officer ng Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency.
Aerial surveillance, I'll see that as a force multiplier. You have surface assets that are out there. They have limited range. There are specific areas in the Pacific where more illegal fishing is happening, you know, and that is bordering with, you know, well, Indonesia, Philippines, and that area. Some boats, no markings at all. They're flying no flags, no call sign. We could really say that it's a stateless boat.
What red flags are you looking out for?
Ah, that's a big one. Compliance issues with markings on boats. Sometimes we see bycatch. Say, for example, we're flying over a boat, have a shot on the deck, and we see shark fins drying on deck. I mean, it could be a perfectly legal thing that they're doing, but there are rules around harvesting of sharks.
Bilang bahagi ng Operation Tui Moana, nakadestino rin ang mga tauhan ng Australian Defense Force sa Cook Islands at Tonga. Naglaan sila ng mga patrol boat at Spartan aircraft upang tumulong sa surveillance operations. Ito si Bryce Geogigan, Flight Lieutenant ng Australian Defense Force.
It's about building those relationships with our partner nations within the Pacific and just ensuring that we can assist with stability and providing that extra reach. It seems to be working as a great deterrence.
Nagtapos ang Operation Tui Moana noong huling bahagi ng Mayo. Matagumpay nitong natukoy ang apat na sasakyang dagat na itinuring na kahina-hinala. Dalawa sa mga ito ang nahuli kaugnay ng pinaghihinalaang paglabag sa mga batas sa pangingisda. Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Jennifer Scherer para sa SBS News. Isinalin at inihanda para sa SBS Filipino. Ako si Helen Quiñanola.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.